This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have... What's the matter with you?
That sounded like a parody song on SNL.
That's a great song.
I have played a song like that, and it is, in fact, a parody song on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, as is often the case, a variety of opinions available for you in the Twitch chat. Or
who was it?
It's Bartles Union is the name of that artist, and... Western Feel is the name of the song.
I think he needs to decide if he wants to be like rap or country.
It literally sounded like a comedian who wanted to make fun of country music.
Yes.
And did a song.
Some people really seem to enjoy it.
I have to say, I like the beat.
Okay, Curtis.
I mean, I'm I am a musicologist.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But it did also sound like it could have been Weird Al.
Gotta mix it up a little bit and try to... Open the palate up
your show,
a little
bro.
Bit.
Let me rephrase up. That. Your show, big dog.
We have Bruins tickets to give away for tonight at the Garden, and I will give those away to you at 9:30. So be listening at exactly 9:30, and you could be there tonight. Jeremy Swayman, the starter, in that this evening for the Boston Bruins?
I would think so, right?
I would hope so.
I hope so.
Why not? What would you be waiting for?
Curtis is spot on a lot of times, and he was, I mean, when it comes to puck, he's always spot on.
I love hockey.
That is a concern when it comes to the difference between Linus and his replacement. I just don't know that you're going to be able to count on goaltending unless it's Jeremy Swayman in net for this Bruins team this season.
And we have no idea how Swayman's going to be when he's playing a majority.
I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. But Korpisalo,
I hope so.
Korpisalo is a risk. I think.
Are we overrating Swayman in that Linus got the identical deal? Like, did we? I feel like just speaking, you know, of being an observer of the Bruins. It was clear to me in the postseason that Swayman is younger and more talented than Linus Ullmark, or more reliable in those games, however you want to describe it. And I understand it's half as long, but the contract doesn't kick in until next year. So there will be a four-year deal beginning at the start of next season at the same rate the Bruins are paying Jeremy Swayman for 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that means, but it's good, I think, in a way, Greg, because I feel like our postseason expectations have been somewhat... unreasonable, given that the Bruins have dominated in the regular season due to an excess at a position you're only going to have one for in the postseason. Like, so I think the Bruins were a one seed or, you know, top of the NHL record-setting team, when in reality in the playoffs, they were not that much better than every other team, and that's what the results yielded.
Oh, and I think you added significantly in areas that were a need, so... I do expect them to, as long as Jeremy Swayman plays like Jeremy Swayman should play,
mm-hmm.
I do expect them to be a better hockey team when it comes to the playoffs.
And the other thing I think people tend to overblow is, can Swayman do it as the sole guy? And when you look at last year, Swayman played in 44 games. And Curtis brought this point up, and he's correct.
You're only looking for 65 from.
No, you're only looking for really 55. That's the majority of a team. When you look at the top 10 goalies and where they are, Shine brought up 70% of the 82 games is like 57 games. So you're only looking for 10 more, 11 more games in that Swayman has to start on his own as the number one goalie and go, okay, we're asking you to start 55 games and do what you have been able to do in 44 games. So I think we tend to overblow, like, well, can Swayman do it for a whole season? I mean, so you're saying he can't start in 10 more games? I mean, a lot of people make it sound like he's only played in 20 games, like, and now it's all of a sudden, well, he's going to have to play another 35 games. Let's see if he could do it. I think we tend to overblow that stat or, you know, that part of the conversation. Like, Swayman has proven he could be in nets for a good portion of the time.
Okay, well, Bruins back on home ice for the first time this season, and you could be there tonight if you were listening at 9:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.